CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My brain is all around the place.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast podcast intro that's becoming increasingly infrequent.
Yeah, but that's the excitement of it. You just don't know when we're going to slip it in.
Yeah, slip it in, of course. Listen, no, don't get vulgar. So yesterday we couldn't really do it because we're out and about in East Dev and got back. The studios are all taken. We can't do it. So what? What's wrong with you?
I want to go talk and then all I want to do is go, oh! Then I realise you've got those hotkey buttons there with the recording of every time I've done it.
What did we do on today's show? Can you remember any of it?
We caught up with Matthew from Touch Footy.
Yeah, sad news this morning. Norm Macdonald died, who I consider probably the funniest person that ever lived, and Ari hates him, even though he's dead.
I don't hate him.
He's dead.
Just played like a 4-minute joke, and like within 30 seconds, I was like, oh, I'm not listening anymore.
You hate him as much as your friend Sarah hates me.
Oh, she does.
Who else? What else did we do? We did.
What day is it? Wednesday.
We announced the best of the best winner for yesterday's show.
So you have to listen to find out.
Yeah, we had some stuff. We had a blooper for ABC News, the thing about the Melbourne Demons and all the regular features. We had some fun, didn't we?
We did have some fun.
So here it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome to Hump Day.
Found out sad news this morning. Probably the person I consider the funniest person ever, Norm Macdonald, Canadian comedian, died.
Yeah.
News just came out this morning. He had cancer for 9 years, but no one knew about it, so it's a bit of a surprise to his fans.
Has it shocked you, hasn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
You've just been listening to all his jokes.
Yeah.
Very inappropriate jokes, by the way.
Oh, well, they were told on television.
Were they actually?
That one I was listening to that you said was
really
inappropriate. That was on Conan O'Brien's show.
Like how long ago? Oh, okay. How long ago?
2014 or so.
Yeah.
You think times have changed since 2014?
I actually do think times have changed.
You're saying you can't say anything anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Wow. Chip on your shoulder.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
If you'll indulge me, I'd like to play a Norm Macdonald joke for you as he died.
If you've got 10 minutes, sure.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so a lot of his jokes are purposely dumb. The punchline is just some dumb punchline, but he purposely takes ages to get to the punchline, to the point where the audience sort of cheers when he gets to the punchline just because it's finally over.
All right, let's hear one.
So this is one that he told on the Conan O'Brien show.
Now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way, so my driver...
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke?
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show?
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay, why don't we just have him on next time?
Wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
Right. You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich. And all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us." And my other boy... fucked, Kim. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And end this hellish facade once
and for all. How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
There you go.
Yeah, those jokes are way too long for me. I zoned out like within like 30 seconds.
But the joke is just, the moth goes into a podiatrist's office with all these problems, and the podiatrist is like, I'm a podiatrist, why'd you come here? You're a
moth.
Yeah,
I get it, because the light was on and they're attracted to light.
Everything else was pointless. rest in peace, Norm. Now, Ari, we did have the TV stuck on ABC in the studio for a while.
Oh, wasn't that the worst?
Torturous. Just ugly, ugly people on that, on that station.
I like the morning show.
Well, I like the attractive people on the Today Show. I mean, Kyle, give me a slice of that any day. But also, the filth that happens on ABC News. Now, yesterday this happened, and we can probably feel sympathy too because, you know, we can't speak.
Oh, we can't speak at the best of times.
Check this out. This happened, I think it was yesterday.
Australian skipper Tim Payne is set to undergo neck surgery, but medical staff remain confident that the veteran will be fit for the Ashes. Payne has a bulging disc that has been causing him pain. I'm going to throw to you very quickly, Michael.
Bulging what?
Disc. I said disc.
That's what I thought you said. Thank you, Tony.
I'm just going to drink water.
Mate, over to you.
Why me? Why me? Don't bring me into this. Is my mic working? I hope not. Morning, team.
There you go. Filth. That's our taxpayer dollars going to that filth, Ari.
Yeah, look, sometimes words come out that shouldn't be coming out.
So we wish Tim Payne the best with his medical issues.
Trivia trial.
It is time to troll that trivia. Okay, if you know the answer to Adam's question he's about to ask you, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you do indeed get it right, you will go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with the Jensen's wood heater.
All right, today's trivia question. Which Canadian comedian died? Like just recently, like today, the news came out. Canadian comedian.
You've also already spoken about it this morning.
Talked about him earlier.
If that's a clue.
What's his name? 1-300-655-922. We played the clip earlier of him on Conan.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Oh, I actually don't remember what his name was.
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. Michael from Burnie on to answer the trivia question. Michael, which Canadian comedian died this morning?
Norm MacDonald.
Correct.
Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
No worries. Thank you.
Michael, were you aware of Norm MacDonald before we talked about it this morning?
I actually just Googled it.
That's all right. That's all right, Michael.
Right,
Kid music.
My team. Do you remember which team my team is in the AFL?
It's got red in it.
Yeah. Now, both the teams playing in the grand final have red in it, though.
Is it a Melbourne team?
Yeah, they're both Melbourne teams.
Is it something like the Demons or something?
Yeah.
Demons. Exciting.
So they're in the grand final. The last time they were in the grand final was the year 2000. Mm. Last time these two teams met in a grand final was 1954.
Wow.
Last time the Melbourne Demons won a grand final was 1964. And this guy, Ron Barassi, is 85 years old now, still with us.
Yeah.
He was the captain of the team last time they won a grand final.
Aww.
And he recorded this little message.
Go D's. Keep your cool. Give him hell.
Oh, bless him.
Bless.
So how could the Bulldogs be so cruel and even try to win this grand final? Just let us win. You know? Have a heart.
I know I said like a few days ago that I would just go for the team that you're not going for in the grand final, but I don't think I can anymore.
Please, Ari.
Because, yeah, they've warmed my heart with that little message.
And Mark Hamill, the guy who played Luke Skywalker of Star Wars.
Yeah.
He tweeted out, thinking about go the Melbourne Demons and thinking about all my mates down under. He tweeted. So come on, the forces
bless.
With the D's. It's got to happen, yeah.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today's date, Ari. 15th of September. You like the music?
I do. It gets me every time.
Do you know what the music's from?
It's something that I used to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
Thomas the Tank
That's
Engine.
That's it. I was like, I know it's from something. That's why I love it so much.
It was on this day, the 15th of September in 1957, that Hobart recorded its wettest 24 hours in the city's history with 156 millimetres of rain.
I'm on a boat.
On this day in 1988, Lindy and Michael Chamberlain's convictions regarding the death of their baby daughter Azaria were quashed. Mm. You know them?
No.
Dingo's got my baby.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, the dingo took their baby and a lot of people didn't believe them, but then they found the remains in a dingo's den or something. Mm. Turned out they were telling the truth, probably.
Probably.
So they were. So the
still not convinced.
I'm just trying to play it safe, you know.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be everything to everyone.
Okay, no worries.
On this day in 1997, the Google.com domain name was registered. The project actually began the year before and was originally named Backrub for some reason. You ever used that Google?
Yeah, I use Google all the time. I have to Google pronunciations of things.
It's handy for that, isn't it? On this day in 2000, it was the Olympics, Sydney Olympic opening ceremony. It became the most watched program of all time on an Australian television network with 10.5 million viewers.
Yeah, I do remember that.
You were tuned in, were you?
Was tuned in.
Nikki Webster.
Yeah, I mean, how could you forget Nikki Webster?
And on this day in 2008, Rick Wright, the keyboard player and founding member of Pink Floyd, died. You know Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
That's today's history, Ari.
Yeah.
You got any history in your life?
Nah, I can't talk about it.
No, news is next.
It's too exciting.
No, news next. Now, Ari, I've noticed that you start lot of your sentences with, oh! And I tried to show you this yesterday, but we sort of cut out because we were live from East Devonport and you missed it. So I'd like to play it for you because, you know, I did it as a gift to you more than anything.
Okay, let's hear.
Moon laps.
Oh! Yeah, they were awesome.
Well, you go. What about them Dodgem cars?
Oh, hang on.
You had a dream that you were pregnant, so congratulations.
Oh, I thought it said my. Oh, okay. So.
And G Nation from Team Reader.
Oh, you even had the judges.
I can dance too.
There you go, Triple. I knew that the E in East Side stands for every woman.
So. Oh, yes.
So if you haven't noticed that, keep an ear out for Ari going, this morning.
Now it's going to really annoy you. Like, I just know. We're going to get someone call up and be like, she needs to stop saying, oh. But there's there's different tones.
There is. There's different notes.
You heard a one that's like, I don't want to be here tone this morning because I was so tired. Yeah. And you were like, I'll play this button.
And it was the wrong note,
it
wasn't
was
it?
The wrong note.
Oh. Yeah. All right. I think this is the one of the all-time great dog newsers. Ari?
Damn it. don't get me revved up like this. It better be pretty good.
This is exactly what I'm after with dog news, let's say. This is right up the dog news alley, this story.
Is it breaking dog news?
It was reported. Old dog news. It was reported on yesterday. I mean, this is something happening at the moment.
Okay, so it is breaking dog news.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, a magpie adopted by a Gold Coast family. I mean, you won't like that. You're scared of birds. Mm-hmm. But a magpie adopted by a Gold Coast family has befriended their pet dog, Peggy, the English Staffy. Gold Coast woman Juliet Wells adopted the bird after coming across her as a chick at a park while she was walking Peggy. She was clearly unwell, but her parents weren't interested in having anything to do with her, Wells said.
Yeah, birds do that.
They abandon their young, don't they? Yeah.
Glad our parents don't do that.
Well, come on. Some do. Some do, Ari. You never know.
Yeah, but yours and mine haven't.
Oh, ours specifically.
Yeah.
I thought you meant ours as the human race. But anyway, she and her partner, Reese Mortensen, took Molly home with the intention of nursing the bird back to health. 2 weeks later, Peggy, the dog, was producing milk for this baby magpie, and the magpie was drinking the milk.
Did Peggy have a booby picky?
Could have done. From there, Molly and Peggy developed something of a mother-daughter relationship where the pet dog was very protective of the young bird.
That's actually really cute.
Yeah, isn't it? And that's big for you to say as someone who hates birds.
I'm more petrified of them.
Petrified. It's almost like they're best friends as well. They're inseparable, Wells said. Really blew me away. One day I looked down and the two of them were just lying together on the floor. Since then, they would just snuggle. It's just beautiful. Now, this makes it even better. Check this out. The magpie, after spending much of her life in the company of Peggy, now appears to mimic the sound of a dog's bark when cawing. Got a clip here. Listen.
That's the magpie.
Yeah. How's that?
That was just the magpie.
Just on its own, sitting there. Cawing, a dog's caw.
Oh, bless.
Isn't that nice?
Hope that magpie learnt not to swoop.
Maybe.
Dogs don't swoop.
There you go. If the magpie thinks it's a dog, probably not swooping. So all's well that ends well.
Mm, we're safe. Dog, and I want my dog to be in films. Song snag. It is indeed time for song snag. Adam's going to play a badly snagged song. If you do know what it is, give us a call. 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella. And today is indeed Wednesday, Adam, which means today between 3 and 4 p.m. on Wednesdays only, you get 25% off waffles at Windows on Westella.
That's right. Here's the snag song. Now, it is badly snagged.
That's a longer tune than yesterday.
Identify it, 1-300-655-922.
Okay.
You reckon it's not as badly snagged as yesterday?
No, I actually don't think it is. No. I think it's easier too.
1-300-655-922 if you know what it is. Song snag. 1-300-655-922. We got Renee from Sisters Beach to unsnag this song. What do you think it might be, Renee?
Is it Were by Chilling Hardy?
Yes, it is, Renee. Nice work.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. You're in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella.
Thank you.
Delicious. You're welcome. Hit music. Ari and I went down to Meercroft Park in Devonport to catch up with Maddie Bowles of the Devonport Touch Football Association to talk all things touch. All right, Ari, so the summer season of touch football is upon us. We've got Maddie Bowles with us from the Costa Devonport Touch Association. Maddie, when exactly does touch season kick off?
So it kicks off for our men's and women's competition on the Wednesday, the 6th of October, and for our mixed competition, Thursday night, 7th of October. And for our primary school competition, it starts on Wednesday, the 20th of October, and our high school competition starts the next day on Thursday, the 21st of October.
And if there are youngsters like in the primary school age that are thinking of touch, not quite sure, you are offering a free come and try day during the school holidays, yep?
Yep, so that's also on the 6th of October from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m, so a couple of hours at Muircroft Park. Just come down. You do need to register online prior to it. It is free, but we do need you to register at touchfootball.com.au. Search for Devonport, and then you will need to register for the school clinic, school holiday clinic.
Mm-hmm. And we're recording this interview with Maddie down at the grounds right now. Amazing facilities. We can vouch for that. Huge oval, huge
massive,
grass.
Massive. Lots of grass. Lots of no disturbed grass. Perfect to breed babies.
Yeah. Ari's distracted by all the plovers around. The birds.
Did you just hear them? They were like, back off.
And a great little club room up there, so it's worth going. Was there much touch football? Because Ari's from Adelaide originally. Was there much touch growing up for you?
No.
It was huge. So I'm from Hobart originally. Huge, huge down in Hobart. Would you say, Maddie, touch football was bigger in Tassie than rugby?
Oh, definitely than rugby. They got three very strong associations in Tassie, the Launceston and Hobart associations. There is a new one in Burnie that kicked off a couple of years ago, or came back, because apparently they were playing 20 or so years ago.
Wow.
But they're back playing, which is good, and they're also looking to get a competition going on the East Coast. Somewhere near Commander or St Helens, possibly.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it may not be a rugby state, but it's definitely a touch footy state.
Definitely is. Goes all year round for Devonport and in Hobart, and I believe Launceston also started a winter competition this year, so you can play it maybe not 52 weeks of the year, but probably about
a lot.
40.
Yeah, and it is a great way to be a part of the community as well, to get amongst it. I mean, not if you might not be the one out on the field with the plovers, but maybe the rest of the family can be, and you can, you know, maybe volunteer.
Definitely. We cater for all ages, all sexes. If you would believe me, our oldest live competitor is about 77.
Wow!
Clyde Eastow. He is an absolute legend.
Shout out to you, Clyde.
Clyde. And he also, he's been playing for a long time since it started in 1979, he tells me.
Cool.
Wow. So the year I was born.
Yeah.
And our youngest ones in our open competition, we probably let 11 or 12 year olds can play, because there's no contact, so it's fun for everyone.
Fun and safe.
Absolutely.
Like the sound of that.
And especially if you're in those club rooms, Ari, you'll be safe from the plovers, so you could volunteer right there.
I'll volunteer my time in the club rooms for sure.
All right, Maddie, where can we go for more information?
Go to touchfootball.com.au, and everything, you should be able to just search for Devonport, and then everything should be there to be able to register as an individual.
Awesome. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Word sandwich.
It is time for word sandwich. This is where Thea gives you two words. If you know the word that goes in the middle of Thea's sandwich, give us a call, 1300 655 922. If you indeed get it right, you will go on the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. Go in and taste the difference at McCarthy's Bread Lounge, Ulverston.
And can I just say, Thea, you're looking fine as hell today, girl.
Woo!
Your words for today are baby and head.
Baby and head.
Baby and head.
Word sandwich.
More. 1300 655 922. Abby from Burnie is on to guess which word goes in the middle of these words, Thea.
Your words for today are baby and head.
What do you think, Abby?
Is it powder?
It's not powder. Sorry, Abby.
That's all right.
Thanks for playing.
Bye.
1300 655 922. Kerry from Ulverston, what do you think goes in the middle of these words?
Your words for today are baby and head.
What do you think, Kerry?
Shower.
The word for my sandwich is shower. Baby shower. Shower head.
Correct, Kerry. Good work.
Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, Ulverston.
Awesome.
We're going to announce the winner of CFM's Best of the Best East Devonport, Ari.
Yes, East Devonport, including Ambleside. Okay, do you have that drum roll ready, Adam?
You ready for it?
Okay, here we go.
The winner is...
One Flower Cafe. And there is a note here as well. It was extremely tight race, very, very close between first, second and third. So a huge congratulations to One Flower Cafe for coming in on top. The best of the best crowned for East Devonport, including Ambleside. Good. Good luck. Well done. I forgot.
Poor thing. Tomorrow, we'll be moving on to Cooey, Somerset and the Camdale areas.
That's where I was going with that. Good luck for all the town, like the towns tomorrow, all the shops, businesses, parks, activities.
So we'll be broadcasting live this show tomorrow from 6 a.m. From the Golden Mile in Cooey. And we'll be on the hunt for the best of the best in the Cooey, Somerset, Camdale area. Voting opens from 6 a.m. till 4 p.m. The show, of course, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll be out there. So come say hello and have a think about who you think is the best of the best in the Cooey, Somerset, Camdale area, right?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's what it is, and it's Wednesday, Ari. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday. How about the costumes and outfits from the Met Gala?
How do these celebs have time between the VMAs and the Met Gala? Did they happen the same night or what? Because I was paying more attention to the VMAs because my precious Doja Cat hosted.
Oh, yeah, they hosted. And guess who performed? J-Boo and Kid Laroi, but I mean, that's fine.
But you're all about this Met Gala because of the wild, wacky outfits.
Yeah, the outfits are so out there. I do love to have a little bit of a stalk. And the memes that are coming through, I'm not going to lie, do just make me lol.
What, Kim Kardashian just wore a giant stocking?
Yeah, pretty much.
Overhead and everything?
There's quite a few memes about that already, which do just make you laugh. One, you know, those scary creatures in Harry Potter.
The Dementors.
Yeah, there's one about who wore it better, the Dementors or Kim Kardashian. I think it's a little bit funny.
But how does she eat? Does she take it off when they go inside?
That's the thing. Like, these costumes are so extravagant. How do they sit down and eat? Or is it just a stand event? Or is it just for showing they completely get changed when they get inside?
Well, I haven't really worn stockings. Does moisture get through stockings? Can you sort of ooze the food through the face stocking?
No.
Just ooze it through the holes?
She definitely would have to take it off. But also, what a wasted makeup.
Yeah, she
can't even see her face, but she definitely would have her makeup done.
Yeah, well, there was pictures of her on the news getting her makeup done. That's pointless.
What's the point?
If you're under the big stocking on the head. It is pretty weird.
Don't need to get a tan either, would you? Because you're completely covered head to toe.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I'm going to miss this studio.
We're going back out and about. I am going to rug up.
You reckon? More. I might wear gloves this time.
Yeah, like the top half of me was warm yesterday, but it was my feet. So I think I'm going to wear full-on hiking boots tomorrow.
I have a pretty...
Not that I'll be walking anywhere, but just so my feet are warm.
Pretty portable heater I could bring. Maybe warm up the toes, keep the toes warm.
I'm a little bit nervous about plugging in a heater into our electrical equipment, though.
Hey,
it had to have its own plug.
Oh, no, forget it then. Great.
Might as well just bring a sleeping bag. Should we just both sit in sleeping bags?
Maybe. I don't have one.
Do you not have a sleep? Oh, I've got like three.
Every time I get a sleeping bag, the zip breaks or it gets dirty. I throw it out. I use it once and have to throw it out. It gets chewing gum on it. I remember one of them got chewing gum all over it, threw it out. I've been through so many.
Slumber parties are tough, eh?
Well, you take a sleeping bag to a festival and it ends up just covered in S.
Yeah, but you buy a not expensive one for that, and then you have a good quality one for when you actually need one.
If I got a good quality one, I want to take it to me festival. Yeah, I want to take it to
When was actually the last time you went to a festival?
Ah, like a decade ago.
Yeah, how many years ago? Showing your age there, mate. Showing your age.
Good times, though. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Golden Mile.
Yeah, Cooey, Camdale and Somerset is the best of the best for tomorrow.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That is
the show done, isn't it? Thanks for listening to it.
Yep.
At cfmtaz.com.au, tomorrow's show.
There won't be a potty intro tomorrow.
Probably not, yeah.
We'll be out and about. We'll be busy.
Unless we record it at the Bernie studio.
Not really going to be in Friday. I'll be in, but not in. I'll be in for breakfast.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That'll be exciting too, because Charlie Saunders, the punkest girl on the coast.
Yeah, she's coming in for Friday Live. I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't miss it, so I'm here literally for that.
She's the one that got through to the Rock Challenge final, but also got suspended from her school for swearing during her performance.
Yeah, but you got to live a little.
Yeah, I have a big soft spot for her, but I'll talk about it.
Rules are there to be broken. No, they're not. Don't do that.
I've been in trouble a few times for stuff like that. I could talk about it on Friday.
That does not surprise me. You're a bit of a punk kid.
So look forward to those two shows as well. That's tomorrow and Friday's shows. That's what's coming up in the week as well, Ari.
Yeah,
so
enjoy.
Yeah. See you later. Thanks for listening.
Bidding you adieu.
Bye.
Boy.
See ya. Oh.
Boy.
Oh.
Oh.